This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam. Kia ora. How's it going?
I loved that song just then. That was nice. I was singing.
Did you clock my cheeky fade out?
I did, the cheeky fade out.
Yeah.
Very cheeky.
Well, we got some meteors to talk about.
Meteors,
sorry.
But they could be meteors, you know.
Did I say meteors before?
That's a cool name for a band, the Meteors. Yeah, the Meteors. So they're from New Orleans. Great city of New Orleans.
Yes.
I was actually there in September, and it's a really cool place. If you've got a chance to go to New Orleans, definitely go there. So cool.
Yeah, I would love to go there.
So, yeah, we're talking about Rejuvenation in 1974, so it's turning 45 years old. And so they're a funk band, and you probably know a couple of their tracks, which are quite famous. There's a very famous instrumental called Sissy's Strut.
Mm.
And also, if you watch TV, there's a KFC ad on right now, which has a song called Hand Clapping Song.
Do you want to swap mics?
Let's swap mics.
Okay.
Yes.
So
we'll go to the yellow mic.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Blue mic is having a bit of an ish.
Bit of an innie.
Yeah, it's not holding its tension.
Yeah, that's not on.
Anyway.
So yeah, so the hand clapping song, which is quite famous as well, it's that clap your hands, yeah, da 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 da, that one. Yeah.
Cool.
So that's the Meteors. And they were formed in 1965. By George Porter Jr., Leo Nocentelli, Zigaboo Modeleste, that's such a cool name, Zigaboo.
Zigaboo
and
had,
also Art Neville, who of course was also in the Neville Brothers.
Cool.
Very famous singing group as well. And from their formation, they went on to be the house band for legendary New Orleans musician and producer Alan Toussaint, who was quite a well-known and famous musician in the 60s and 70s and a producer as well. And they became an important fixture on the New Orleans music scene and one of the hottest funk bands in the city and indeed the wider US as well. And in the initial years, they were largely an instrumental band, playing a lot of New Orleans R&B and funk, which is a style very much rooted in the rich musical history of New Orleans. So lots of horns, call and response vocals, lots of very big rhythm backing tracks, and also use of Caribbean percussion as well, that classic Mardi Gras sound, influences of voodoo and Haitian music as well. Mm. New Orleans is just such a rich melting pot of all this music, and it definitely comes into the sound of the Meteors. So by the 1970s, they actually began to incorporate vocals a lot more into their music, and this was evident very much on this particular album that we're going to talk about, which brought in a lot more vocal songs and arrangements, and featured a lot of horn arrangements as well, big horn sound. And yeah, we're going to start with a track called People Say. And this is I like to call this a very swampy sounding track, you know. And you get an immediate sense here of the style of funk we're talking about and the style of R&B that we're talking about. Lots of horns, lots of big rhythm sections. And let's have a listen.
Enjoy, everybody. Thanks to the listener who just texted in, Blue Mic is blue, by the way. I don't know why, but I'm just into that. Thank you.
funk it up.
For a second there, I thought you were swearing. I'm sorry.
Funk, 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 funkity funk.
Yeah.
We've had a text in.
Yes, we did have a text
from
in.
From Psycho Billy.
Yes. So they were just saying that the meters and the meteors can easily be mixed up because they both do sound familiar.
Indeed.
And I thought that was very kind, and everyone's being really lovely today. So thanks very much, listeners.
Thank you. Are you sure Psycho Billy is not from New Orleans? That sounds like a real New Orleans type name.
Psycho Billy. Yeah, maybe.
Ooh.
From the swampland. Okay, I shouldn't do that accent. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
The accents aren't really my thing.
So right now we're going to play track number 3,
yeah.
And it's called Just Kiss My Baby. And this one is a very deep down, dirty New Orleans funk song. Lots of prominent funky guitar in this track as well. And yeah, see what you think.
Oh yeah, there it is.
There it is. That's New Orleans swampy funk guitar. I like that word swamp today.
Swamp.
Wow.
we've been having a discussion about Psychobilly.
Baby. Yeah, so Psychobilly isn't a name, it's a genre. I actually knew that it was a genre, but it was, the format of the text did look like.
That was Psychobilly signing off.
Yeah, Psychobilly signing off. So yeah, my mistake, our mistake. But yeah, thank you very much to the listeners who informed us about
I had no idea about this genre, but Geneva did.
Yeah, I've heard it. It's like, it's not necessarily me fave, but it is, it does exist. But yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. All right, well, we're going to play our final song after we talk briefly about the reception,
yes,
the legacy. So this album has gained a lot of critical and sort of critical mass, I guess you'd call it, and clout over the years, become very influential. AllMusic called it a first-class funk album. Rolling Stone magazine called it a high point of 70s funk, and they put it in their 500 greatest albums of all time list. The Meters have gone on to influence many people, from the Red Hot Chili Peppers to many people in funk, R&B, and also rap as well. Many rap artists have sampled them, including N.W.A., Beastie Boys, Tribe Called Quest. And since this album, they released three more albums as The Meters before they broke up in 1977, and Art Neville went and formed the Neville Brothers. And they reformed as The Meters in 1994 as the Funky Meters. And it was quite interesting because they kind of broke up into two separate groups. There were the Funky Meters and the Original Meters. So that confused a lot of people.
So were they battling each other?
Yes, there were a bit of inter-group battles going on.
Why fight?
So, yeah, it's a bit disappointing. But end of last year, Art Neville actually announced he's retiring from music. So it remains to be seen if they do any more shows. So on that note, we're going to finish with track number 4, and it's called What You Say, and people will know this track because it's been covered by our very own Beck Runga on her last album. You would have heard it on BFM, played probably last year or the year before.
12 million times.
Probably.
We probably played it.
It will sound very familiar to you.
Thank you very much, Beck. Thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you very much, Texters.
Thank you very much, BFM.
Thank you very much, The Meters.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your kind donation.
But yeah, I really enjoyed this segment.
Thank you.
As usual. But yeah, I'll see you next week.
You will. Ka kite.
Ka kite. And yeah, stay safe out there.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.